This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, Corey Stanton on how the Pumpkin Hollow Disc Golf Tournament is about community. Plus, microbreweries are preparing for a tough fall and winter during the pandemic, and an appeals court considers a lawsuit seeking larger religious gatherings in Colorado. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
On October 5th, a shooting occurred just after 6 p.m. near the intersection of Samuel Wade Road and Price Road outside Paonia town limits. The victim, Matthew Burge, 33, is a Paonia resident. He was taken to St. Mary's in Grand Junction via helicopter and as of last night was alert and speaking. No further information on his condition has been released. Burge alleged that his assailant was Henry Russell, 35, also of Paonia. On October 6, Delta County Sheriff's deputies located Russell in North Delta and took him into custody, but details on charges are not available yet. A Florida couple who had eloped for a small mountain wedding in Telluride were killed on their way home on October 5th when their small plane went down just east of Telluride, reports the Montrose Daily Press. Costas John Savilas, 30, and Lindsay Vogelar, 33, were found dead in the wreckage of their Beechcraft Bonanza. A long-running cloud seeding effort on Grand Mesa is seeking to have its state permit renewed for 10 years. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports that the cloud seeding, which seeks to boost snowfall, is conducted on behalf of 16 groups, including the City of Grand Junction and Powderhorn Ski Company. 18 cloud seeding machines are used to send silver iodide particles into storm clouds, an effort that is estimated to have increased snowfall by an average of 4% on Grand Mesa since 1990 and by up to 8% over the last few years as it has improved its operations. Mountain Coal Company can continue building a road in the Sunset Roadless area near Paonia. The state of Colorado had blocked construction, but a recent court ruling allows work to resume. Mountain Coal Company is permitted to use the existing temporary road and two drill pads it constructed in the Sunset Roadless area, and it's allowed to build two more drill pads and boreholes. Conservation groups are still fighting the road building and have asked the court to provide an expedited ruling to enforce a March ruling that banned the company's road construction. For KVNF News, this is Jody Peterson.
An appeals court is considering a lawsuit seeking to allow bigger religious gatherings in Colorado during the coronavirus pandemic. KVNF's Capitol coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
A ministry group sued Governor Jared Polis last week, saying his ban on gatherings of more than 175 people has a, quote, chilling effect on free speech and their right to assemble. They also argued Polis has not stopped protests and other large gatherings from occurring during the pandemic. A Denver judge sided with Polis, saying removing his limit on large gatherings could put the public in danger. Andrew Womack Ministries is now appealing the ruling, and both sides have submitted their arguments to the court. The group filed the lawsuit in advance of their annual ministers' conference, which is scheduled to start Monday night in Teller County, west of Colorado Springs. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
As colder temperatures arrive across much of our region, microbreweries are preparing for a tough fall and winter due to the pandemic. Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
In places like Colorado and Wyoming, people can sit outside drinking their beer in the summer, maybe on patios or converted parking lots. But as autumn arrives, breweries are expecting a decline in sales as people shy away from sitting indoors. That could be tough on business. Matt Leo is the executive director of the industry group Montana Brewers Association.
I know a lot of breweries are holding off on big investments and holding cash in reserve to get through the next several months, adjusting plans accordingly, whether that's with their production schedule, with staffing, et cetera.
Adding insult to injury, there's also an aluminum can shortage as more people buy beer and other drinks from the grocery store. And that's hurting some microbreweries as well. Still, Leo says, beer makers who can and sell their brews are faring better than smaller shops who don't can. And that could make all the difference this winter. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
With group and sports activities continuing to be impacted by the pandemic, Cohere Music Festival organizer and Pumpkin Hollow Disc Conspiracy member Paul Black offers an outdoor space to hold a disc golf tournament and bring communities together. KVNF's Corey Stanton has the story.
Tucked away in Hotchkiss, Colorado, right near the North Fork of the Gunnison River, is a 14-acre private property where landowner John Priest and Paul Black have created a private disc golf course and club known as the Pumpkin Hollow Disc Conspiracy. KVNF talked with Cohere organizer and Pumpkin Hollow Disc Conspiracy member Paul Black after the second annual Pumpkin Hollow Open.
It's been an ongoing project of love and manual labor with willows and Russian olives, but we've carved out some fairways and beautiful holes for disc golf. And so this week we had a little tournament called the Pumpkin Hollow Open, and we had 25 great disc golfers, men and women, from far and wide.
Disc golfers travel to the tournament from all over Colorado, some as far as Jefferson County, just outside of Denver, including Dylan Marsing and his family, who drove 5 hours to participate in the second annual Pumpkin Hollow Open.
Came out to play the Pumpkin Hollow Open and had a great time. I'm from Pine, Colorado, which is just about 45 minutes out of Denver, and about a 5-hour trip, but it was worth every minute. Cool. Absolutely. Had a great time.
How'd you play?
I did okay. I think I played like 12 over. Yeah, so I didn't do great, but I've never played the course. So it was kind of a, you know, next year, coming back with a vengeance. I'll be back for sure.
And you brought your family?
Yep. Yeah, my wife and daughter came out. We didn't get much camping in this year, so we camped the night last night, and played doubles yesterday, and then the tournament today.
And did you ladies have fun?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
As disc golf continues to grow, many Western Slope towns and cities in Colorado are carving out space in existing parks for customized disc golf courses. This outdoor activity provides fresh air and physical exercise for people of all ages. Paul Black is hopeful the disc golf scene will continue to grow and that Pumpkin Hollow can be utilized as a space to bring local communities together.
The scene is growing and people are finding out about our new course here. And as a club, we hope to promote disc golf with the youth, with the elderly, with men and women. Everybody can play disc golf, so that's what's great about it. And right now, in the age of COVID, we're outdoors breathing fresh air, and it's a welcome relief for some people who have been cooped inside or whatever. Beyond the disc golf, we're trying to bring the local community together just to dance and celebrate the harvest like we normally do. So we had two amazing bands, and Mono Verde we had out in 2017 for Cohere Gathering. So we brought them back, had a questionable company open up, local supergroup. And then those interested in disc golf, we have a Facebook page. It's the Pumpkin Hollow Disc Conspiracy, because we're conspiring to spread love and frisbee sports. So we're trying to do something positive in the community.
The next Cohere Gathering and Pumpkin Hollow Open is slated for May 2021. You can find more information at coheregathering.com and check out discgolfscene.com/courses to find a disc golf course near you. Congratulations to brothers Austin and Dallas Bernal out of Grand Junction for taking first and second place at the second annual Pumpkin Hollow Open in Hotchkiss. For KBNF, I'm Corey Stanton.
Everybody was awesome. Thank you all for playing. Come back next year.
Yeah,
nice playing with you.
That does it for KBNF's regional newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.